Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krupp.
Hey, welcome to each of you out there as we begin another day of Trump impeachment trial number three. I want to talk to you about something that is, well, it's just ultimately relevant to conservatives winning, and I mean winning in Oregon, and not just winning just elections. I mean, it's important because that's, frankly, that's why we're in the mess that we are, both in the state that we are, but frankly, also how and why Trump is being impeached. Winning elections is how Donald Trump is reshaping America in the founder's image. Now, I just want you to think for a moment how that happened. Donald Trump went on offense, really from the very beginning, in very controversial ways that made a lot of us feel uncomfortable, right? The point is, he went on offense. What I'm going to do for you today here on Political Coffee is share with you my thoughts about going on offense and how important it is. And I'm going to tie together what's happening in the impeachment process, Donald Trump. I'm going to tie it together with Kate Brown and what she's doing in an obscure Oregon county. Now, there is a story that was run on Oregon Live, and this was from yesterday. Now, what's interesting is that I just looked on their website a few minutes ago, and I couldn't see it. This is a story about, well, it's not obscure. It's about Douglas County. It's where Roseburg is. The headline of the story is, amid resignation calls, Douglas County commissioners fight back, issuing inaccurate defense of spending. This is a story by the Oregonian's uber-liberal, far-leftist, environmental wacko reporter by the name of Rob Davis. And that's what he is, folks. All we have to do is read his writing and how he colors his words. And you know what this guy and who this guy is. Rob Davis is going after the Douglas County commissioners for the spending of Title III money. What is that? That's federal money meant to come back to some timber-dependent counties in the ONC. These are the Oregon and California Railroad counties. You know that story. And it's supposed, and he is alleging that they are misspending the money. First-class airfare, banquet awards dinners, conferences around the West, pet travel, and dozens of meals without itemized receipts. Douglas County commissioners fighting back because they had a Douglas County commission meeting, and a lot of people just magically show up and demand their resignations. Folks, what you need to understand is this is the left going on offense in Oregon. Now, I'm going to tie all of this together again to you, because this also relates to an email from one of our listeners. And I'm going to read it to you. And just before I do, I want to say a couple of things. I want to thank James for writing me an email. By the way, if you want to send an email, I'll do my best to read it on the air. And it is jeff@1220.am. Jeff@1220.am. You want to comment on today's topic, of going on offense and how important it is. It's easy. You pick up the phone and just call 503-589-1220. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. This segment of the show is brought to you by our friends, and they are our friends, people who care about your health at Vim Natural Supplements and Body Care. They sell CannaShield, highest quality Oregon-grown and Oregon-processed CBD products. You should check it out. Check out their website, vimsalem.com, or just stop by their place of business in South Salem, South Commercial, right next to Safeway. Vim, Natural Supplements and Body Care. So Jim sent me this email, and here's what it was. Is I was able to listen to part of your show this evening. I like that you're encouraging all who value life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness to show up in the February 6th Timber Unity Rally. Glad you included us, far-right activists, Second Amendment lovers, absolutely. I want all of you who believe in your inalienable rights that come from God, those of you who are, whether you are a person of faith or not, to come to this rally. Old believers, new believers, believers in the Second Amendment, liberal democratic women out there who do not want to lose their parental rights to say when and how much their children can be vaccinated. Those of you who care about a fake policy idea, cap and trade, that will more than just disproportionately damage the rural areas of this state. It will ultimately destroy them. That's what the February 6th Timber Unity Rally is all about. I want to encourage you to be there. I'm going to be broadcasting live this show, and then all day long, the top and the bottom of the hour, interviewing Timber Unity people, legislators. Please come to the rally. Show up. Stand united. Because that is a critical part of going on offense. By the way, to my friend Anne Marie, you know, yesterday I said that you should all watch Mark Levin's powerful 38-minute opening statement that he would have given had he been on the president's legal team in the Senate. She writes, I just finished watching it. It's worth every minute of my time for several reasons. And she lists the reasons, and here they are. Number one, I now grasp the different roles of the House and the Senate in the impeachment process. Now, that alone is enough reason for you to watch this, because I will bet you that if you're like me, and I'm pretty well versed in this stuff, folks, I don't even know all the things. Mark Levin helped make that clear. All of what those different roles are. I can guarantee you that persuadables in your world don't know either. This is why you should watch it, and you should recommend that they watch it. Number two, she writes, I better understand the specific wording in the Constitution in regard to impeachable standards. Number three, I have a more complete picture of what's going on behind the scenes in the House. One result is that I've shared Mark's statement from YouTube with several people in the last hour. We've actually begun to discuss its merits. But the best part is a couple of folks that I would have discovered, or frankly, considered rather, never Trumpers, are actually listening. Perhaps there's a persuadable mind in there after all. Now that, my friends, is my goal with this radio show, is to give you thoughts, strategies, tactics, because strategy and tactics are different things, that you can use to persuade persuadables, because that is the only way that you will ever stand up for your values and principles, for what you believe is right, for what you know in your soul is right. And that is the defense of our founders' vision of our constitutional republic and your inalienable rights, again, given to you by God and not government. Now, by the way, Wolfie Wolftone sent me that YouTube link. It's really quite easy. Just, you know, Google up YouTube Mark Levin opening statement. Or go to theblaze.com. They have it there. It's where I watched part of it, but I listened to most of it over the air on his radio show. And I hope you did too, two nights ago. Now, going on offense. You see, this obscure story about the, I mean, again, I don't see it anywhere. I can't even find it on the Oregon Live website right now. Maybe it's there and I've just not scrolled down far enough. But this obscure story about the Douglas County commissioners, it's a hit piece. I can guarantee you that there is a strategy behind it. I can guarantee you that it is the result of Kate Brown and the far-left regressive totalitarian Marxists that not only are in the legislature, but are backing up the legislature. I'm talking about the radical, communistic environmental movement. They are behind all of this, folks. And I'll tell you why. You see, this is all wrapped up in a strategy, a well-thought-out strategy. What is that strategy? It is a strategy to stop the Republicans from walking out and denying the Democrats and the radical, extreme far-left, totalitarian Marxists in the environmental movement this communistic control over your lives. Now, does that sound a little extreme to you? Well, you shouldn't think that. Because ultimately, that's their goal. Now, they've stated this many times. Now, you have to find it to know what it is and to read between the lines sometimes. But they're very clear. You know, when AOC says things like, we only have 12 years left, and the teachers in K-12 schools are repeating this, and Greta Thunberg is out there, how dare you? Saying all of this, you're scaring these little kids to death because they believe it. That is a radical, far left, unsupportable by any data or, frankly, common sense position that they have taken. It is a communistic position because what they are saying is that we must engage in this kind of tyrannical, economy-destroying policy so that we can be in control. That's communism. That's tyranny, folks. That is the basis on which our great nation was founded. Now, I'm going to get into all of how this is tied together. Kate Brown, Douglas County Commissioners, cap and trade, Republicans, the next legislative session, and Trump when we come back. You're listening to Political Coffee at 6:20.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
22 minutes past the top of the hour. You can also send me an email to jeff@1220.am. In a moment, I'm going to go to Rick on the line, but I want to share this with you because it is important. The Democrats, folks, run rings around Republicans when it comes to strategy. You see, when it comes to going on offense, Now, Republicans at the federal level are a little better at Republicans at the state level. But they are still way behind the Democrat strategy. You win hearts and minds by going on offense, folks. You win ball games by going on offense. You have to score points. That's the purpose of this show, is to help give you the things you need to score points to win by going on offense, to present these political topics of the day that we talk about, how important they are in people's lives, to get people thinking about them. If you sit back and you think that other people are going to make those arguments for you, you're wrong. And you're missing the opportunity to be effective for what you truly believe in. What are your core beliefs? And are you willing to stand and fight for them like our founders did? The Democrats are working behind the scenes in ways you cannot know. And I'm going to share that with you, but I promised I'd go to the phones. So I'm going to go to the phone now. I'm going to start first with Rick. Rick, good morning. Your thoughts today.
I just wanted to remind all the listeners, anybody that really values life at the Capitol, there's going to be a stand at the Oregon State Capitol at 2:15 this Saturday. So we just want to, rain or shine, we're going to be there. And it's the most, it really, if we don't stand for life, who will? As his people. So that's just a little plug. It's just been a thing that it just burns in my heart to see what's happening, what they're doing to our children, 3,000 a day about in our country. So I just wanted to remind everybody, if you can get out there, it would be a blessing just to stand, because if we don't, who will? So
amen.
Thanks, everybody.
Well,
appreciate
Rick.
Your program, Jeff. You're doing a
Thank
great
you.
Job. And you're right. We have to go on the offense. We have to stand, even if no one else will.
Going on offense is doing just what Rick is suggesting here. This Saturday, 2:15, stand for life, pro-life. That's a way of going on offense, folks. This Saturday at the state capitol, 2:15, join Rick and a lot of the rest of us, because it's important. Deeply important. Rick, thank you. Let's go to Bruce quickly. Bruce, good morning. Your thoughts?
Well, when you're talking about going on the offense, you know, we've seen what happens in Oregon when we elect moderates out of the Republican primary. We can't win that way. We must elect conservatives out of the primary system. And so many times, the rhetoric I hear, you know, from inside the party is, oh, well, you know, they can't win. That's wrong. That is absolutely wrong. We need to have conservatives get out of the primary, because those are the ones who are going to energize the base to turn out, and those are the ones who are going to take it to the offense. A moderate's never going to go on the offense. They're going to be apologetic. They're going to take stances that alienates their base. We need true conservatives, and we need all the independents and other people that are in the other parties right now who are conservatives, who are mad at the Republican Party in the past. Get over it and get back in the party, because we need all conservatives in the Republican Party so we can have conservatives win and we can take our state back. That's the only way we're going to do it.
Well said. I can't argue with that at all. Bruce, thank you.
All right. Thanks, Jeff.
I mean, how true that is, folks. Look, remember that story we talked about like a month ago? Democrats refused to let non-affiliated voters vote in their primary because they had data that showed about 319,000 unaffiliated voters in Oregon are conservatives. Now, think about that. What is the message that is getting to those people to motivate them to vote our way for our value, shared values of conservative principles? You see, that's the basis of this email from this state employee, and has talked about where he talks about going on offense. This is something that I've been talking about for some time. We're getting close to the bottom of the hour here, so let me lay this out to you. We as conservatives believe in our hearts, we know in our souls that there are certain values and principles that have blessed mankind and bring goodness and blessing into people's lives. They aren't the ideas of the left. We have to take a stand for them. And the best way you can do that is two things. Number one, you pray. For those of you who are people of prayer, please pray for the state, pray for our leaders, even Kate Brown. Pray that people's eyes will be opened. And then secondly, go on offense by using the issues we talk about to help open people's eyes, but doing it carefully, thoughtfully, persuasively. You see, they in fact are. The left is so much better at strategizing way ahead of us. What Kate Brown is doing in this obscure Oregon county, Douglas County, is all tied to the radical far-left environmental community. But it's all meant to blunt the timber unity movement. It's all meant to create reasons why Republican senators or House members wouldn't walk out. Why do you think Kate Brown promising $200 million to fight forest fires in Oregon, where the forest fires in conservative county, where timber unity people are? There's a lot more to this, and I'm going to get to it, because it's all related to what's going on. No, that's not poverty.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
All right, we're back. It's 24 minutes to the top of the hour. Great to have you with us. If you're just joining us, we're talking about going on offense politically in Oregon and how important it is if we want to stand up and win, not just win elections, but win hearts and minds of the persuadables. It's incredibly important, and the Democrats are so good at it, and we on the right, not just the Republicans, but we conservatives are not good at it. We can be, and there's a roadmap for how to do this. And frankly, the Democrats have created that roadmap. You know, I'm a fifth-generation Oregon farmer, folks. I served in the legislature 8 years in the House. I've learned a lot in life, and I'll tell you one of the things I've learned in life is you want to be successful in life, do what successful people do. In farming, if you want to be successful in farming, you better do what successful farmers do. Because in that business, you won't be farming for very long if you don't. Now, before I take any more calls, and Art and Rebecca, I know you guys are on the line. I just want you to hang tight. I need to finish this thought because I've teased you long enough with it. It is very important. And as I prepare to do that, I'm going to remind you that one of our great sponsors, Diamond Royalty Rides, is a limousine company in Salem. And you know what? You can help somebody feel really special by, well, going online, reserving a limousine to make somebody's life feel really special. DiamondRoyaltyRides.com. Check them out. The reason Donald Trump is being impeached is because of going on offense on the left, by the far left, by the Democrats, creating this whole witch hunt. If you go to Breitbart, folks, there's a timeline about all of this witch hunt. The Trump super PAC has released an incredibly detailed timeline. You can click on it. You can watch the video. You can click on the actual details. I have it up on my screen. It is incredibly detailed with news stories and live links to them. And starts in March of 2016. And it goes month by month, folks. See, the Democrats have been going on offense. They put together this witch hunt scheme. And if you think, by the way, that this impeachment is the end of it, because Donald Trump will be exonerated and acquitted, you know that. If you thought that was the end of it, you're wrong. You see, they've already planned out the next move, and the next move, and the next move. Nancy Pelosi is not dumb like some people, some radio talk show hosts think she is. Don't you ever think that. You know, my experience with being around people at that level is they're generally fairly bright, but many of their staff are incredibly bright. And in this case, when you're of the far left and you are bright, you come up with devious, wrong, evil plans, like what has happened to Trump. Kate Brown is engaging in the same thing here in Oregon. She did not plan on Republicans having the courage in the Senate to walk out for 9 days, leave the state, and embarrass her. Since that time, she has put together a plan how to stop that from happening again. It is a multifaceted plan. You see, she has been meeting, and I know this for a fact, with major timber, private timber company owners in this state. Quietly, trying to buy them off with her cap and trade scam. Next, she is putting forward this plan to, quote unquote, fight the wildfires in Oregon, offering maybe as much as $200 million. It's a lot of money. Now, the reason that she's doing this is because she's going to try to triangulate, along with these other stories about all the issues, the gun issues, homelessness. She's trying to put these particular issues on the table to be considered in February. Because if Republicans don't show up, the Democrats can use it against them in these certain elections, especially in the Senate. Like for Jackie Winter's seat, now occupied by Denise Bowles. That's a Democrat district, folks. She's a Republican. Tim Canope, Republican senator from Bend. That's a Democrat district held by a Republican. She's trying to create the reasons by which Republicans are going to be really scared to leave the building and stop the Democrats' agenda again. That's what she's trying to do, folks. And if they do, that she will then be able to use it successfully against them and gain even more seats in the Oregon Senate. That's what's going on here, folks. And it's a well-thought-out strategy. What's Republicans' answer to that? What's the conservative answer to that? You see, they go around and round us. This Douglas County Commissioner's story by the environmentalist wacko reporter at the Oregonian, Rob Davis, this is all part of the plan. It's all meant to reduce And the Douglas County folks are pretty strongly opposed to cap and trade. This is meant to damage them, to neutralize them so they're not able to be effective. You see, this is how they work. Now, I know this, folks, because this is what I did with Americans for Prosperity when I was the state leader of that organization. We taught people these tactics on the conservative right side, how to show up and go on offense, how to make a difference, how to scare the living daylights out of the politicians who are too arrogant or too stupid or too devious and evil to choose to listen to you. That's what the Timber Unity Rally is all about. That's what showing up this Saturday at 2:15 in the state capitals to stand for life is all about. It's ours for the taking, friends. Your liberty and everything you care about, and for that of your family and for your kids and your grandkids, is all hanging in the balance. The Democrats go on offense. They think years ahead of us. They're proactive. We're reactive. It's time we changed that. Will you? Let's go to the phones now. We'll start first with Art. Art, good morning. Your thoughts?
Hey, Jeff. Continuation from yesterday. That's why we definitely do need to go on offense. Kate is trying to instill fear into everybody, and that's how they run their party. Fear, fear, fear. When the truth of the matter is, they don't address issues. They don't do what's right. They covey to their special interests. And, of course, we, they don't even care about us. They don't even think about us. Otherwise, well, they wouldn't have sanctuary cities. They wouldn't allow these illegals, drug cartels to, come into our state and peddle their methamphetamine and addict our young people and stuff. And so we do have to go on offense. We do have to protect our rights. Like I said yesterday, we got to stand up for our Republican senators and say, look, you have to protect our rights and use every tool in the tool chest. You have the right to speak out and represent us. And if that means walking out of the state capitol and making sure that this scam doesn't get instituted, that that's what you do. And then, of course, we've got to elect good leaders who are going to base their decisions on facts, not fiction. And you know, this doggone cap and tax thing is not based in facts. It's based in fear and fiction.
You're right about that, Art. You're absolutely right. Unfortunately, I got to let you go because your phone is cutting out again. It's really a bad connection today. But you're right on the money, Art. You know, this is this is not rocket science. It's basic. You know what? The frustration is that our Republican leaders in Oregon, and Bruce said it best, the moderates don't inspire anybody, and they don't. Even the conservative leaders running our House and Senate, Republicans, are not putting forward the kind of messages showing that they're going on offense. Oh, I know. There's the collegiality and all of that. Folks, throw it out the window. Leaving the state for 9 days was a radical thing to do. They threw it all of the collegiality out of the window. They stood for something for a change, and it's time they start saying that and inspiring people. Going on offense. Back in a moment with Rebecca and your phone calls. 6:48.
Throw the covers on.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
10 minutes till the top of the hour. Before we go to Rebecca, Righteous Renovations is a new sponsor. It's a local company, remodeling company, by Eric Azor. He's the guy who owns it. And you know something? He's a guy of faith. He's a man of faith. Anybody who's willing to use the word righteous in the name of his company is setting a pretty high bar for himself. A standard he has to live up to. Now, that ought to give you some comfort and it ought to inspire some confidence that this guy is going to do what he says he's going to do. So if you need a deck, bathroom, or kitchen remodel, and you want an honest guy to work with you, call Eric Azor, 503-341-3816. Check him out on the web at his website, righteousrenovations.com. Righteousrenovations.com. We'll go to Rebecca. Rebecca, good morning. Your thoughts today?
I called in because you mentioned, quote-unquote, unaffiliated voters. And there's a deceptive thing going on in Oregon right now. The unaffiliated voters may think they're unaffiliated, but are actually part of the independent party that was just created a couple of years ago. And when you sign up to vote,
the independent party actually lost its independent major party status because of motor voter, and that was a plan. The independent party, yes, many people who consider themselves independents are different than unaffiliated. Those are two different people. There is an independent party of Oregon. When people think that they're checking that box when they're registering to vote, they don't realize they're becoming part of a party. You're right about that. However, it's the unaffiliated voters that are the largest and almost the largest voting group in the state and soon will be. I just wanted to make that point. Please continue.
Okay. Well, maybe we need to talk about it some more because I wanted to warn people that when they sign up to vote, if they just put the word independent as their choice, then they become part of a party and someone yes. is organizing and is elected to office and is using your party membership to wield power. So you have to be careful when you sign up to vote to, if you don't want to be part of a party, that you, like you have it in your mind and you correctly communicate that you don't want to be part of the independent party.
And, you're right about that because the independent party, if you look at their platform, Rebecca, it's pretty far left radical in most cases. And they purposefully run spoiler candidates to hurt Republicans. And if you're a conservative, you're right. Be careful what box you're checking when you register to vote.
And that brings me to what is a precinct committee person? Because anybody can become a precinct committee person, and then they have the right to vote in the party of whatever party they've signed up to be a precinct committee person in. They have the right to vote in the party and to direct the direction of the party. So if you think you're independent, you may not be independent. You may be part of a party that's representing. And you need to become a precinct committee person and find out who's representing you and if you actually believe in what they're doing. And like Jeff just said, there's a lot of very far left independent party people. And I believe it was organized by the Democrats for the Democrats' ascension to power and to destroy
it's
the
part
Republican
of their
Party.
Plan. And again, this is going on offense. This is why they're so good at strategy for the long term. Thank you, Rebecca. I appreciate the call today. It really is. It's part of their long-term strategy. It's been going a long time. Motor voter is an idea that these two radical husband and wife professors that Bill Clinton had standing behind him in the Rose Garden when he signed the federal motor voter legislation. It's an idea they'd put forward some 20 years earlier. Did you know that? It's come to fruition. Now other states are doing it. And that allows, when you give illegal aliens licenses, it allows them the bureaucratic mistake of being able to vote. I want to remind you, if you have a heating and a cooling system and it's kind of cold these days and it ain't working right, you should talk to the folks at Freedom Heating and Air. They're a great local company here in the Salem area. They specialize in a number of things, and one of them is emergency repairs. It's that time of year. So feel free to give them a call. Check them out on their website, Freedom Heating and Air, and frankly, in their Facebook page also. 40 years of experience, Freedom Heating and Air. Let's go to, well, darn it, Tim was on and then he left. All right, so as we conclude the show today, tomorrow I'm going to talk about another topic that is related to this. And it's one of that I've been thinking about. What's the long-term offensive positive to people like us who are conservatives of the Republicans walking away this 35-day session and denying the Democrats the ability to do all of these things that we think are wrong? What's the long-term strategy behind that? How would that play out? I have thoughts on that because I've been thinking about all of this. Friends, this is why I cannot urge you enough to take a stand. Stand up. Maybe you haven't done this before. Maybe you've never been to a rally at the Capitol. It's time. If you really believe that something's wrong in this nation, and it's being exemplified by this long-term attack on Donald Trump, and it's not over, it's going to continue. But friends, the attack on Donald Trump is an attack on you. Whether you like him or whether you voted for him or not, what he's doing is preserving your God-given rights. That's one of the arguments you can use to people who are on the fence about this guy, about our president. Because the people he's appointing to the courts are people who believe in the founder's vision and values, conservative values, of God-given rights, life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness. That's why you need to be active and do things. It's not enough to just listen to this radio show. Time for you to talk to other people again, persuade the persuadables, and show up. Show up this Saturday at the Capitol. Take a stand for life if that's an issue that's important to you. Send a message. And then show up the Timber Unity Rally, February 6th at the Capitol. Would love to meet many of you face-to-face because I'll be broadcasting there all day long, well, at least till 2 o'clock. So tomorrow I'm going to share with you more about my thoughts. What's the long-term impact if Republicans walk away denying the Democrats again? It's not what you think. See you tomorrow. Make it a great day. Be blessed.